Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger at Metaglia. Glad you're with us and happy to welcome in Josh Reed, WIVB in Buffalo, who brought up an interesting point on social media last night. Now is actually the best time, and correct me if I'm saying it wrong, the best time to extend Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach. Josh, how you been?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, Josh, we're doing great. Expand on that. Now, that's a sign of a great take, in my opinion, because I read that and I'm like, what is he talking about? He's got 2 years left. And you think about it, and yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Josh, why would that make a lot of sense for the Buffalo Bills to explore this right now? Uh-oh.
Josh?
Nope, I got you. I'm back.
Okay.
I went through a little dead area there. Can you repeat that? Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, no problem. Josh, your take that, you know, in regards to Sean McDermott and the reasons why you would give him a contract extension now as opposed to waiting a year, why would that benefit the Buffalo Bills and maybe McDermott?
To that, I would say, why wait? I mean, he's done exactly what you'd want him to do. And obviously, a lot of that was helped along with by Brandon Bean. I mean, the salary cap situation that they inherited, the fact that he's been able to get that team into the postseason two of his 3 years that he's been there. I mean, it's crazy to think that he's got 25 wins and he has the fifth most wins all time. And he's only four behind Wade Phillips. So he's going to pass. He is going to be the fourth winningest coach in franchise history early next season, or at the latest by mid next season. I just think that he's done everything right. And guys, we've seen what the other side of the hill looks like. We don't need to see that again, correct?
Sure. Here's a question I have, Josh, and you may or may not know this. We know that they're married and that they've worked together in Carolina and now in Buffalo, but are their contract terms the same when we talk about McDermott and Bean? Are they staggered? Does McDermott's end before Bean's does? Does Bean's end before McDermott's does? What do we know about the length and what's left in both of these men's contracts?
You know, they ride side by side. Yeah, so it's and quite frankly, I would think that if an extension gets done for one, then the extension should, you know, quickly follow for the other, because like I said, they have been a perfect joint force to really come in, rebuild this franchise, make it so that it's not the laughing stock. It's incredible walking around Indianapolis at the scouting combine last week, and the perception has changed so much in the 6 years that I've gone. It is night and day hearing different assistant coaches and assistant GMs and personnel guys and former coaches and media members when they're talking about the Bills, because 6 years ago, the first year that I went, I'm going to tell you right now, they were mentioned in the same breath as the Cleveland Browns, and they're not anymore. And that, quite frankly, is refreshing.
Okay, Josh, so you mentioned how ugly it can be. We've lived through it. Would the Pegulas be smart then, if they were to re-sign one or both of these men, to stagger their deals so that they don't hold the franchise hostage at any point by threatening to leave both together at the same time?
Look, and here's the thing. I want to say this. I don't. When I say extend these guys, I'm not talking about a 6-year contract extension. I'm talking maybe add on 2 more years. I'm talking something huge. Let's face it, we're still looking at a head coach and general manager that have not won a playoff game yet. So I'm not saying that you hand them over the key to the city and say, here you go, it's all yours. But at the same time, a 2-year contract extension to me makes sense. And to me, I would do it and I would make it coincide. I would want them to equal each other because I want them to both feel that, hey, as long as you're here and I'm here and we're going to be pulling the rope in the same direction, you know, I think they're able to split apart, you know, their contracts and stuff when they're in the workshop. But at the end of the day, if you're sitting alongside somebody and you know that they have 3 more years left on their deal and you only have 6 more months, there's a little bit of tension, I would think, even if it's just, you know, in the back of your mind.
Josh Reed, WIVB, our guest here in the sports bar, as I brought up an interesting point in regards to Sean McDermott. 2 years left, but you never want a coach entering the final year of a deal. I mean, Josh, look what happened in Dallas last year. I mean, I don't know if the story would have been any different had Jerry Jones decided just to give the illusion. I mean, that's the cost of doing business in the NFL, right? That you never want a coach entering the last year of a contract.
You know what the storyline will be every day next season if Sean enters it on the last year of his contract. It's going to be a storyline all year long, and that's a distraction that you don't need. You don't need to have when you've got a coach that has proven that he is the guy. He's the guy to lead them to the playoffs. Like I said, I understand. Yeah, still hasn't won a playoff game, but I'm telling you, after seeing the retreads and guys they wheeled in and out of here for 17 years, this is a nice change of pace. Knowing every offseason, and I'll go back to when we entered this offseason, the Bills lose that playoff game. Myself and a couple other media members are standing around after the exit press conference by Brandon and Sean, and we all kind of laughed and said, you know what's nice? We don't have to sit by our phones wondering if they're going to change head coaches, change general managers. We said, we can actually unplug for 15 minutes, not wondering if the axe is going to fall on one of these guys. So, look, I mean, this is a good problem to have. And, I mean, I get it. 2 years is 2 years. But to me, give them another two.
Okay, Josh, what about we were asking this question as well. What would have to happen in 2020? And I don't know that there's anything, but maybe there is something. What would have to happen in 2020 for the Bills to say, you know what, we not only didn't extend him and he's going into his last year, we're going to move on from Sean McDermott. Can you envision a scenario in 2020 that's so apocalyptic where Sean McDermott wouldn't be back for his final year?
I wish you could see me shaking my head in my car as you asked that question. I'm telling you, there is no way. I mean, and look, when I say no way, it would almost have to go beyond the record. It would have to be losing the locker room. And let's face it, if there's one thing that will not happen with Sean McDermott, he'll never lose the locker room because he brings in only guys with that high character, that DNA that he wants. So guess what? When you have guys that speak the same speak that you're feeding everybody else, you don't lose them. They're your guys. There's no shot that anything happens in 2020 where the Pegulas would turn away from Sean and this regime, because once again, that's a little bit, that would be hugely uncharacteristic of the Pegulas, because let's face it, they're known for kind of sticking with guys, maybe a little too long in some circumstances, but you know, let's face it, they're going to ride it out, and there's no way Sean McDermott's going to be here in 2021. I think it should be with more years left on his deal.
Josh, we know there are some big decisions coming up. Tre'Davious White, Deion Dawkins, maybe Matt Milano. Is it in any way bad optics if you, with these players, and it's on their mind, and we're talking about that, that you're going to take care of the coach first before you take care of a Tre'Davious White?
No, see, to me, from what I gather and talking to different players, they want to know that there's stability in that organization. They want to know who their coach is going to be. You don't, I mean, who wants to sign a long-term contract? Let's separate football from this. No matter what your career choice is, you want to know who your boss is going to be, right? I mean, there's comfort in knowing that, hey, if I'm signing to be here for the next 7 years, I know who my boss is. Now, granted, most times the player's contracts outlive the coach, right? It just tends to be that way. But you know, they say that the coaches get hired to get fired, essentially. And at some point, Sean will run his course here, but that's not anytime soon. And to your point, look, everybody keeps talking about the free agents that are out there this year and who the Bills need to add, X, Y, and Z, and this would make them better on offense and defense. The guys that they need to extend, quite frankly, I think are better and more talented than 99% of the free agents that people are talking about. I think it should be a high priority to extend Tre'Davious White. Use any money that you were thinking about spending on Ngakoue. Extend Tre'Davious White. Get that done, because at the end of the day, Ngakoue is going to get way overpaid. This Jags defensive end, I think, is good, but he is going to get a tremendous amount of money. Tre'Davious White, just give it to him. Just back up that truck to him and unload it on him. Matt Milano the same way.
Josh Reed, WIVB sports director, joining us here in the sports bar with Danger Battaglia. So really, the idea that you would extend Trey sooner rather than later kind of frees you up to then have a little bit more flexibility down the road to get guys that might be out there. You don't want to go out and get an Ngakoue and bring him into your locker room after you're going to pay him what you're paying him when you've got guys like Trey White who are earning their keep and proving their value, not getting paid. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Well, yeah, and to revert back a little bit to your point about Sean and Brandon kind of having, you know, knowing what each other's contracts are. I think general managers and head coaches are able to separate that a little bit. I'm going to tell you right now, players don't. Players know the guy next to their locker, what that guy's getting paid. They know what his contract length is. And I'm going to tell you, Ngakoue rolls into that locker room making, you know, whatever it is, $18, $19 million a year. And Tre'Davious White's still waiting on a contract extension. Trey White's not going to be exactly a happy camper. That's why I'm saying, pay that man his money.
Can you justify spending on the offensive side of the ball there, Josh? I mean, what would you think would be the ceiling there? Because there are names, and we know the names that are out there, whether it's Amari Cooper, whether that's getting a high-priced running back. What should be our expectation on that side of the ball when free agency comes up here in just a couple of weeks?
I think if they spend, you know, when I say big, I don't ever think it's going to be huge, but I think if they spend bigger on offense, I think it's going to be on a bigger guy. I think it could be on an offensive tackle, maybe one of the top guys at O tackle, and then they say, okay, let's move Cody Ford inside now to guard. Or they go the other way around and go, they think they're going to lose Spain. Maybe Spain leaves. They flip Feliciano over to the other side. Maybe they fill in left guard or right guard, whichever way they decide to do that. Keep Cody Ford out of tackle. I think that if they're going to spend, I don't think it's going to be wide receiver. I don't think it's going to be running back. I think it'll be offensive line.
Josh, fresh from Indianapolis in the NFL scouting combine, a couple of things. One, I want to know what your general takeaway was from the combine, because every year it feels like it's becoming more and more like a made-for-TV event, but there is information there, and I'm sure you gathered plenty of it. And two, were there any players there that you saw specifically like, oh, that guy's got Buffalo Bills written all over him?
And I'll preface this by saying I covered him in high school. And he's just a great kid and a great player. Cornerback Bryce Hall from Virginia is really good. He was first team all ACC 2 years ago as a junior. And he would have been again, but he breaks his ankle on special teams his senior season. I think it was about week 6. This kid has got Sean McDermott DNA written all over him. I'm telling you, this guy eats, breathes, sleeps, doing things the right way, not only on the field, but off the field, and he's super talented. And let's keep in mind, we don't know what that the cornerback spot opposite of Tre'Davious White is going to look like. I mean, sure, Kevin Johnson is an option. Maybe they bring him back. I think Levi Wallace is kind of a no-brainer because they can bring him back on that restricted free agent deal, and it's not going to pay him a ton. And Levi played pretty well. But I think if you can bring in a young cornerback to basically say, hey, this is your job, go win it. And I'm telling you, if he doesn't break his ankle, we're talking about Bryce Hall in the first round. And because he did that, and by all accounts and talking to him, he's going to be ready to go by camp. And I'm telling you, this would be a perfect fit. Like I said, I know I got a little, you know, I know the kid and I root for him. So, you know, I will preface it by saying that. But, you know, you say that it's a made for TV show anymore. I'll give you a great example. So our camera guy here, Scott Swenson, he's been covering the combine for, I think he said, just about 20 years now. He remembers when it used to be in this little closet at the old convention center. And he said coaches and GMs would just walk by. And he said there were about 5-6 cameras there. And you just grab them whenever you wanted them. That just blew my mind away. Now there are hundreds of cameras and podcasts and bloggers and you name it. Everybody's, it's all hands on deck. And it's a great time. And you really get a chance to speak to scouts kind of off the record a little bit, and you get a chance to speak to some higher ups in organizations. And that's where I got to feel strongly about the Sean McDermott contract extension, because the vibe around this organization has changed a lot since Sean arrived.
No question. Josh Reed, WIVB sports director. I got to ask you about the Sabres here. I mean, it is the month of March, and we have nothing to play for here in West New York. Well, you can come to Rochester, I guess, and watch a playoff team if you want to, Josh. Josh, what is your...
That's my head hitting the horn.
Wow.
My head just hit the horn.
That's what that is.
Oh, man, my head hit the horn.
We've lost Josh.
Oh, no, I asked
my head hit the horn.
Oh, no.
This road trip was supposed... You know, I know that people are split on the moves that Jason made kind of at the deadline. I was okay with it because I felt like, look, at least they're giving the optics of trying, right? At least they're bringing in Wayne Simmons. And, you know, here's a gritty guy. They kind of need that type of player. And we'll see. You know, it's better than just status quo. And then this road trip, it was like, all right, you know, hey, if they can – they can hit this road trip, 8 possible points in the air. You know, 5 keeps them in it, right? 5 gives them a fighting chance. 6, now you're talking. 0 out of 6 so far, they drown. I mean, it's Jack Eichel is one step closer now to being, you know, the greatest hockey player to never make the playoffs.
He's Ernie Banks.
I know.
What do we do with Bottrell? Because, Josh, I can argue it both ways here. Because, yes, do I trust Jason Bottrell with all this money and this cap space? No, I don't. But I know I know this is not how functional organizations work if you're flipping the GM every 3 years. Josh, is this what you would call a dilemma?
Oh, this is a big one. The big D. I'm telling you. I go back and forth on it. I'm a firm believer in this, and I don't have the answer when I say this. I'm a firm believer in you only replace a person unless you are 100% sure that there's a person you're replacing them with is better. Now, who's out there? Who's out there that you know for sure is going to come in and make the Sabres better? To be honest with you, offhand, I don't know that list. But if there is, then you do it. If there's not, and you're rolling the dice again on a Jason Bottrell 2.0, then you don't do it. I hate to say it, you ride it out, I guess. I don't know. I wish I had an answer.
It's tough. I mean, it's so tough. You hit your head on the steering wheel. It's Josh, we feel for you.
I know.
Josh Reed.
It's a not-so-super Tuesday.
At 4 Josh Reed on Twitter. Good with his time and joining us in the sports bar. Josh, before we let you go, let our listeners know, our audience know, what you got working at WIVB that they can check out some of the content that you're working on.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about it a little bit, and this is why you guys had me on. I did an article on, you know, Sean McDermott deserving that, you know, deserving a contract extension. You can find that on WIVB.com. And keep your eyes peeled, because inevitably there is going to be a mock draft 1.0 Josh Reed version coming up on WIVB.com by the end of the week. So that's something that we're going to be working on as well.
Bring me all the mocks. It's the more the better. Josh, we'll check that out. Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much today.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon. Josh Reed, WIVB in Buffalo, our guest in the sports bar, Danger Pataglia, using props for his appearance, too. I like that. Using his horn as a prop.
I didn't know. I'm like, wait a second. Is he getting in? Is somebody cutting him off? What's going on?
Next time, I'm going to request that Josh comes in and brings a slide whistle when talking about the Buffalo Sabres.
Like a clown nose.
Yeah. Conk. You know, squeaky horn. You know, anything. Just bring the more props, the better. Gene, you ask a question that's out of line. That's a foul. Shecky Reed. He's like Gallagher. He's got Carrot Top. He's got all the props. Just using a horn when talking about the Sabres. Terrible. I mean, it just sucks. He's right. I mean, it is. It makes you want to bang your head against the wall when you go into the road trip and you start it with a loss, but at least that loss was there's no moral victories, but it was promising. It was a promising game. They played well against a very good Colorado team, and now what are we reduced to? The hope that we get 2 points out of the potential 8 on this road trip? Disgusting.
Yeah, out 12 points with 17 games left. That, Matt, doesn't add up at all. No. No, time to look forward to the lottery. Yay.
All right, let's get to I'll Drink to That in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. It's our little take space, a place for takes, and you're always welcome to share yours at 454-ESPN, 454-3776. There's a guy out there, and I'm, you know, the guy that wants to be a little ahead of the curve. There's a guy out there that by this time next year will be all the rage. We will be discussing him the way we discuss many great draft prospects at this time of year. I'm going to tell you who it is before you've even heard of this guy. Mm. He's special. He's special in my heart. In my heart of hearts. I'll explain why.
I've actually got not one, but two college basketball takes here lined up. First of all, what we're looking ahead here at March, I'm going to guarantee this is going to be a bracket unlike one you've ever seen before. There are going to be landmines all over the place. Yeah. So let's start kind of, you know, a little bit of a preview, because if you listen to our show, we want you to win money, okay? Whether that is fantasy football, whether that's survivor football, whether that's with your bracket. So, yes, let's start to explore why this year is going to be so different. And I want to make fun of this guy in Syracuse for, you know, paying for friends to sit courtside with him, but I just really can't. I'll explain.
Okay, we'll get to that and more. Oh, do we have a trade in the NFL? Looks like we have a trade.
What?
The Broncos and Jags, this according to Schefter, the Broncos and Jags have agreed on a trade that would send corner A.J. Bouye to Denver for a 2020 fourth-round pick. Can't be processed, of course, until the new league year begins March 18th. Now, the Jags are just shedding defenders.
Are they tanking? Are they tanking?
What?
Well, I mean,
get rid of A.J. Bouye.
Why?
Well,
Hey, by the way, should the Bills have been on there for a fourth-round pick? For a fourth-round pick?
Is he a process guy? That's the first question on the first question you got to ask. Is he a process guy? All right, we got I'll Drink to That on the way next. Oh, and also later on this afternoon, we'll do this before 6, Tim McGraw tickets. He's coming to CMAC. We've got free tickets to see Tim McGraw. We'll give those away this afternoon as well. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester knows there's more to life than sports. Kidding.
College basketball and football.
Put it away for these LSU Tigers.
The NBA.
Down to Davis. Feeds LeBron and traffic glides to the rim for two.
Major League Baseball.
And this one will find the Crawford boxes for a home run. And all of a sudden, it's a one-run game.
Your proud home of the Buffalo Bills.
Allen in the gun. Steps away from pressure again. Fires it now on the run. Caught by Beasley at the 10. Headed into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo!
Buffalo Sabres. Rochester American.
Ogilvy's there to jam it in, and his third goal of the night as the Amherst take a 3-2 lead.
More to life than sports? Not here. Rochester's most listened to sports station. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.